Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Randy Ross, author of multiple international best-selling books, including his latest, Hope Rises, Make Your Life, Love, and Leadership Soar. He is also the CEO of Remarkable and a former chief people officer. And Dr. Ross, thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, it's a privilege. Thanks for inviting me.
Now, you're more than welcome and our pleasure. Thanks for your time. So tell us, for starters, what is your definition of hope and why is it important?
Well, I think everybody would agree that hope is absolutely essential in order for us to be able to pursue life in a healthy way. The challenge is most people don't know how to define it. And so if we want to just start there, hope, in my estimation, is a dynamic motivational system tied to inspirational goal setting. You know, Eric, a lot of people, when they think about hope, they think about, you know, wishful thinking, you know, pitching pennies in a pond or blowing out candles, or maybe they think it's more of a Pollyanna attitude that sees life through rosy-colored glasses, or the glasses half full. But it goes far beyond that. Hope isn't just for poets and dreamers. It's actually for doers. It's incredibly practical, and it's absolutely essential for our emotional health and well-being.
Well, I certainly agree with you 100%, and certainly, in addition, a great place to kick things off here today. Now, what are the four core beliefs of hope? Get into those briefly, if you would.
Well, there are four foundational beliefs of hope. We call them the buoyancy beliefs, because if you can wrap your head around these and practically apply them to your life, then it'll keep your head above water even during tumultuous times. And so the four core beliefs are these. First of all, there's positivity. Positivity just simply says that I believe that my tomorrow can be brighter than today. And no matter how bleak things may be, I know that with the dawning of a new day, there are going to be new opportunities, you know, fresh ideas that I can apply to my life. And so it starts there. It's founded on positivity, but positivity isn't enough to get us through the most challenging times of life. I like to say that positivity forms the foundation upon which hope builds a skyscraper reaching toward the heavens. So it begins with this idea that I know that tomorrow can be brighter than today, but then it has to go beyond that. And the second belief or principle is that of responsibility. And responsibility just simply says that I have a say in how my life unfolds. I'm not a victim of circumstance. There are a lot of things in my world, elements over which I have no control, but I do have control over myself and how I respond to those challenges. And because of that, I'm empowered to take action in a conscientious way that can craft a better tomorrow. The third belief, the buoyancy belief, is agility. And agility just simply says that there's not one single way to get to a desired destination, but I can find multiple pathways to achieve important goals. So when necessary, I can pivot. I can choose an alternate route. I can try to clear whatever hurdle may be in the way, but if that's not possible, then I can always, you know, circumvent that, or when necessary, even re-goal, choose a totally different inspirational goal altogether. And then the last or the fourth is what I call your reality. And that doesn't mean that reality is subjective, but each one of us has our own specific issues and challenges that we need to confront. And we need to do that with the view of embracing the totality of reality, because hope is not denial. You know, hope's not sticking your head in the sand and waiting for the storm to pass, but it's actually embracing reality, which means that I know that there are going to be challenges, I know that there are going to be obstacles, and so therefore I can prepare for that, both emotionally and also through collaboration with others to seek creativity and new innovative ways to approach the future.
Yeah, thanks for sharing those four core beliefs in regards to hope. That is much appreciated. Now, how can you instill hope in children? Talk to us about that from that perspective.
Well, I think there are a lot of things that we can do. First is, as adults, we can embrace hope and we can imbue hope. But I think what we need to do as far as our young people are concerned is we need to help them have a totally different view of the challenges that come their way. And there are several different ways to change your perspective on tough times, but helping our children understand that even in the midst of bad times, you can make good things happen. Even when things are challenging, good things can come out as a result of that. So helping them gain a healthier view of the challenges that come their way so that they have not only the courage, but the perseverance to press through. And one of the things, Eric, I like to use sort of as an illustration is to help our kids understand that life, you know, is going to be challenging, but we can respond like a Super Bowl, because challenging times can help build resilience into our lives. And everybody's familiar with the Super Bowl. I mean, I used to play with it for hours when I was younger. And the unique thing about a Super Bowl is that the harder you throw it down, the higher it bounces, because it's a very unique constitution. The Super Bowl is actually vulcanized with a special rubber with the addition of sulfur, and it's got to be heated to 329 degrees Fahrenheit while 3,500 pounds per square inch of pressure is applied. And that's what creates this almost solid yet indestructible core. And our core needs to be based upon our values. And so when we teach our kids that when their core is solid, when their values are strong, that they'll be able to bounce back from the challenging times of life and they'll have resilience. That's one of the things. Another thing that we can do is just help them set inspirational goals, whatever that might be for them. I mean, obviously, they're not going to be huge and audacious when they're young, but I think we need to help our children begin to think about what does their future hold, what do they want to be, how do they want to respond to life, and continue to help mold and shape and build that resilience into their lives.
Really like the topic and really appreciate your joining us here today to cover this. Today we're speaking with Dr. Randy Ross, author of multiple international best-selling books, including his latest, Hope Rises, Make Your Life, Love, and Leadership Soar. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, looking at the employees, how can you instill hope in our employees? Give us some information and input on that.
Yeah. That's a really good question, and it's obviously pertinent to the marketplace with the challenges that we've been through as of late. And many people may not even think about hope as being applicable to the marketplace and to corporate environments. But Eric, one of the things I'd really like for people to understand is the power and the impact of hope, even in corporate settings, because research has shown us that high-hope individuals are 14% more productive than their low hope counterparts. So first, if you want to increase your productivity in a corporate setting, hope may be one of the first things you want to try to turn to increase the level of hope across the enterprise, because it's going to drive productivity. But in addition to that, it also saves cost. We also know through research that high hope individuals miss less work, and they file, you know, fewer workman's comp claims. We know that high hope individuals show up for work far more often. As a matter of fact, one study was done of a multinational group that had 175,000 engineers. And as they assessed that group, what they were able to determine was people with high hope only missed three or less days a year. This is apart from just their regular vacation or holiday schedule. Only missed 3 days on average per year of work for various personal issues. But those who had low hope missed an average of 10 days of work a year. That's a ton of cost for the organization. And for those who had high hope, they were much more focused, they were much more engaged, there were fewer accidents, there were fewer workman's comp claims. And so it provides a tremendous boost, not only to the bottom line, but also to productivity and to sales as well. We know that high hope individuals accomplish more in 6 days than their low hope counterparts accomplish in seven. So there are a number of things that organizational leaders can actually do to help increase the level of hope of their employees. And one of those is just, I think, to be able to help employees craft their own life purpose statement. We often call it a leadership legacy statement. Helping them think through, you know, what do you want to be known for? What are your core values? And what do you stand for? Because as corporate leaders, the more that we can attach someone's personal passion to corporate objectives, the healthier and happier they're going to be and the more productive they're going to be in the life of the organization. The second thing we can do is to provide as many learning and growth opportunities as we possibly can to help them enhance their view of the challenges that come their way, to help them establish some emotional equilibrium, and also to help them connect more deeply to one another. One of the things that we often see in the marketplace is this competitive struggle where people are vying and jockeying for various positions, and that often leads to a spirit of independence and isolation. And one of the best things we can do is to help them create a healthier team dynamic based upon hope, so that they feel they're not alone, but they have committed colleagues who are walking alongside them in the process.
Super feedback, and really needed to hear that. Some really good information there for the listener as well, and I'm sure they appreciate it equally. Now, how can we use hope to get through this COVID-19 pandemic? Hopefully we're on the backside of this and on the up and up, if you will, but talk to us about that from that unique perspective.
Yeah, most definitely. It's interesting, Eric, because the whole pandemic has created what I call a trickle effect of emotional challenges. And I really believe that a lot of people are struggling with just a low-grade depression. Unfortunately, it's caused this overwhelming surge of emotional health issues in the marketplace. And I think hope is an anchoring, stabilizing force that can help us endure whatever challenges may come our way. But this is an interesting idea that tough times reveal what good times conceal. In other words, when everything is smooth and there aren't any challenges and the economy is rolling well and there aren't, you know, issues on the horizon like we've had to face as of late, it's easy for us to sit back and coast, maybe even get a little bit fat and happy and just assume that everything's always going to be, you know, good. But when tough times come, like we've experienced over the last year and a half, it begins to reveal the cracks, not only the cracks in our processes when it comes to organizational objectives, but the cracks in our character as well. And so one of the best things I think that has happened as a result of this is it's shown many of us those areas of our own character that we need to focus on and really begin to grow. It's shown us organizational weaknesses that we need to address. It's shown us where we can change the way we pursue business and maybe do it more productively. So I'm very encouraged, actually, by a lot of the things that have transpired during this period of challenging circumstances, because I think that it's refined many of us. It's helped us to grow. And that's what hope really does. Hope gives you the motivation to look at the reality of the situation and chart a course to craft a better tomorrow. We call it a blue sky life. You may be familiar with the idea of CAVU. You know, when the pilots are very familiar with this idea, ceiling and visibility unlimited. In other words, it means they're flying in blue sky. And I think all of us want to live our lives in a blue sky. But the reality is the storm clouds gather on the horizon. And sometimes you have to negotiate, navigate, and fly around those storm clouds until you get to an elevated position above them that you've got blue sky. And I think hope, the power of hope, is that it allows us to navigate and negotiate the challenging times of life. And it helps us to get to a place where we can literally craft our own blue sky life. So it's powerful and it's impactful when you understand the nature of it and you can be able to apply principles to your life to embrace it more effectively.
Dr. Ross, really do appreciate your visit with us here today and the insight and information shared. A lot to think about. as we conclude today. I understand you actually have a free gift to help folks put this into practice. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so for those who are interested, I'd like to encourage you, if not even challenge you, to craft your own life purpose statement or your leadership legacy statement. Every organization has a mission statement, and it surprises me how few people actually have ever given thought to, okay, well, why are you here? What's your purpose for being? And if we don't have a clear life purpose statement, it's easy for us to drift. So we have some worksheets online that will help all of your listeners be able to go through a series of exercises that will identify their core values. It will help them see and analyze the strengths that they bring to the equation. It'll also help them check in and evaluate their passion, and then bring all that together to create a very clear and succinct life purpose statement. And they can access that for free if they'll just go to this website, hoperises.live, hoperises.live. And there, if they'll scroll down, they'll be able to see several of our offerings. But the offering that we want to make available for free is the worksheets that will help guide them through the process of creating their own life purpose statement.
That certainly is a tremendous resource right there, and a challenge as well. Awesome to have you with us, Dr. Ross. And again, folks, for more information, simply visit hoperises.live. And Dr. Ross, thanks so much for joining us here today on EPN.
Absolutely a pleasure, Eric. Thank you so much.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Randy Ross, the author of multiple international best-selling books, including his latest, Hope Rises, Make Your Life, Love, and Leadership Soar. And again, for more details, visit hoperises.live. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.